at Vacation Bible School, some of the other places, sometimes that we sing this little song, and you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Hey, yeah, you know it? Let's sing. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Amen. Now, we got emojis now. Everybody got an emoji on your phone and you send somebody a happy face all the time. Isn't that cool? You know, happy faces have become a very wonderful thing. It kind of brightens people up when they see that happy face. But if you turn that happy face upside down, what do you have? A frown. There was a PhD doctor that did some studies on that, and he said, let me find it here, what he said. He says, when you turn around so that people don't have to look at you, he says, I have a question. Which face is the easiest for you to make? Huh. Now, this might open up an opportunity to talk about attitudes, because a smile face doesn't require anything. A frown requires a lot of face muscles. You have to almost force the frown. Where now, I can't just smile, but most people just smile. They have a happy face. They greet you and they smile. And I don't have that natural ability, although I smile in my heart. But it's always good, especially women. I notice that women and girls are always happy. They always have a smile. Us guys are grumpy. I don't know why we're grumpy, but we are. So the same thing is true when we are sad or grumpy. Sometimes it's just a matter of changing our perspective on things. And I think God wants Christian people to be attractive so that others will see that we truly are having the joy of the Lord in our life. Because it is just a joyful thing to be able to smile and to tell somebody, God loves you, and so do I. So there's a value in those happy faces. Amen.